Okay, we're here with Dave Colwell and Nav Mansouri. Nav, first of all, you've got a big fight coming up and you're a local lad. Have you got a good reception from the Rotherham fans and maybe even the Sheffield Wednesday fans today?
Yeah, definitely. It's all about having people behind your back and pushing you on and winning.
Tell us about the fight that's coming up then. I've seen a couple of your fights so far and you're a young prospect that we want to get behind in this region, a very exciting fighter.
Yeah, we picked out a good fight, a good step up, and it's a good test for me as well. I'm always in an exciting fight. I'm expecting it to be a good, hard fight and full excitement.
You're building up through the ranks, aren't you? What are your targets over the next 12 months?
Well, I just wait and listen to Dave. He gets me the fights, whatever fight he gets me, and when he thinks I'm ready, he steps me up to... He's got me English title. Now next, we're looking at British and just moving up from there.
So let's talk to the man then who knows how to put on a show. Tell us about this guy. What's he going to be doing over the next few months and what can we expect from him in his next bout?
Well, his next fight is a massive step up. You know, Nav's known as an exciting fighter and, you know, with a high work rate, and he loves to get involved in a war. The guy that happens to be fighting, Mark Thompson's, you know, massively respected in the trade. His record's something like 27-3. He's a big, big puncher, you know. So this fight is going to be exciting. It's going to be a war. It's a fight where Nav's got to use his brains as well as his brawn. But you know, if he gets past this one, this will announce his arrival in British boxing on the domestic scene. And I'd be willing to put him in with either, you know, the winner of Ocheng against Liam Smith for the British title without a problem.
He's an entertainer as well, like Chad Gaynor, isn't he?
Yeah, Nav and Chad, you know, the two local fighters that are really, really exciting. They're not just good fighters, they're not just great young talents. They're fighters that like to entertain the crowd, and, you know, they're building up a really good following, the pair of them now, and you know, people identify exciting fights with these two kids, and, you know, it's going to be great to see them, you know, develop into, you know, into major champions. Nav's now an English champion, which is fantastic, but he's not just sitting back on that. What we want to do is you know, have Nav as a British champion, maybe Chad challenging for an English title, and Curtis hopefully defending, you know, a major title in a Commonwealth or a British. Have it local, have it in a football stadium, why not?
Just give us a quick word on Curtis before the second half starts here. That was the fight that I think all the boxing fans in this region wanted to see. Derry Matthews against Curtis Woodhouse, and you pulled it off.
Yeah, you know, they're both under our promotional banner of Coldwell Boxing. You know, it's one of those fights that's big enough where you can put both fighters in against each other, even though they're both your fighters. But, you know, Curtis has wanted a massive fight. He's wanted a major title fight, and he's now got one, so I'm absolutely over the moon for him. But it's going to be an absolute brutal war. It's going to be fantastic, and the fans are going to love it.
It's going to be a fight of the year contender for sure. Now, just to finish with you, you know, there is an awful lot of support for the young boxers in this region as well. You know, we spend a lot of time with our young talent. So have you found that? Have you found that as your name is getting out there more, the fans are coming up to you, you're getting a lot of attention?
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah, I'm having some people that I don't even know myself coming up to me as, oh, you Nav, and it's good. It gets you, like, thinking, oh, you're getting well-known out there as well. So slowly I'm trying to build up and keep winning. Hopefully I'll get more fans.